Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight will be for the Refuah Shalema of Pinchas ben Reizel. Pinchas ben Reizel, you should have a Refuah Shalema of Schus Limud Torah. Everything we've been discussing over the past number of days, the milas, the extolling, the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, comes to its conclusion in this piece in the Piskei Tshuvos, where he explains the following. V'acharei shiraz l'das kama gedoyla ma'ayla sa'oyna kadosh b'kavana. How much elevation, how much greatness, how much when a person answers the Kaddish with Kavana the way they're supposed to. We've been discussing the details. So it's Muvan. The opposite is also true. All of the benefits and all the brachos and all of the haftachos. So it's Muvan, explains, Godol ha'oinish. It is great as the punishment and the penalty for one who does not. So it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's with the penalty and the punishment, and the positive, assuming that a person either is or isn't, with the requisite amount of kavana. So we understand, it's muvan, it's understood, it's mukhrach, understood what it is. V'lachein. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is quoted here in the Piskei Tshuvos as saying, ma'od ma'od sarach lizar bekach. And so therefore, how necessary it is a person should have the right kavana when answering amen, especially Heshmei Rabbah to the Kaddish. Be very exceedingly conscientious, very, very careful. V'af b'divrei Torah, ein lahayher b'shas shatz emir kaddish. You shouldn't even listen or be mahayher to think about divrei Torah at the time that the shliach tzibor is saying the kaddish. V'chol shekein, and all the more so, certainly shalala is hasek b'shum davar. A person should not be involved in any mundane matter. Now, it's not only that it should be a mundane matter. That's the two bookends. One is lahayher b'divrei Torah. One is isek and shum davar, nothing. But he actually quotes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, Kuf Nun Vav, Shlo Lekapel Talis V'Tfilin Be'emtza Shmias Kaddish. Actually, one of the things the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't even wrap your talis and wrap your tefillin while the Kaddish is being recited. Now, for many, that's a very great difficulty because people are running to the next activity. But here the Mishnah Berurah says that while the Kaddish is being recited, so much kavana, so much concentration is necessary, you shouldn't even be wrapping your talis and tefillin. That's what it means. The Sasek Shum Devar says, "Hear her Divrei Torah, Stam Dvarim Betelim." And then this middle ground, which is even doing something like wrapping your talis and tefillin, a mitzvah. The Shomea Kaddish Ve'Eino Einahu, and a person who hears the Kaddish and does not answer the Kaddish, so he says, "Benidoy Min Hashemayim Arba'im Yom." Very, very strong language. It's like he's placed in some level of excommunication for 40 days. Kasher Yishmu Elu Hadvarim, and then he ends with a little bit of a high positive note. That by learning this topic, and you understand the milas, and unfortunately the opposite, we understand what's being spoken about, we understand these dinim v'yiskru v'yeshuvu, he remembers, and he repents, and he returns, and realizes that it's never too late to have the right amount of kavani b'zeh, and yichaper, he does tshuva, and he tones for, v'yisaknu, and he does a tikkun from that which was crooked, v'shav v'rap alohem, and he's able to then remedy the distractions and the inabilities that perhaps have not been felt properly as they should have been prior. So here's a very interesting final way of learning this halacha. How many milas there are, what are the components of what would be the einish, and to remember that it's just never too late for us to have the right kavana. So let's really try to make sure that we understand this halacha, and in just these moments, Yehei Shmei Rabbah HaGadol, how great it is, the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara in Brachos, and in this way it'll be a schus for everybody.